Hillsborough County Commissioners today rejected a developer's request to build a 30-home project on a slice of land near the Little Manatee River in Ruskin, and instead said they would forward the issue to their Environmental Lands Acquisition Department for possible purchase. Richard Davis is the attorney representing the developer, Little Manatee Reserve. He read off a lengthy brief from the county's own staff praising the project.
Commissioners, this brief analysis and brief highlights drawn from the staff recommendations show a consistent finding that this project is appropriate where it is proposed, that this project is of an appropriate density as proposed by the developer, and is in compliance with the comprehensive plan.
Davis quoted a biologist as saying that no listed wildlife species have been observed on the site, with the exception of wading birds. But members of the community strongly argue the county commission should not approve the development. Activist Mary Alice Smith presented the board with a list of county policies that she said would be violated by allowing for the rezoning of the property in question.
The Little Manatee River is designated by the state as an outstanding Florida water. This part is within the Cockroach Bay Aquatic Preserve. As you can see, the river's full of these little islands and spits, and they are part of the natural furniture of the river. They provide essential habitat, and they are integral to the river's pristine character. Indeed, the reason that the river is still pristine is because it has not yet been urbanized by development such as this proposal.
Anita Jimenez said the property is actually in the Manatee River, which floods frequently.
The river's spits, sandbars, and islands shift and move with each flood and hurricane. Have we learned nothing from Katrina? The coastline is a natural buffer, weakening the impact to homes even slightly inland. This particular spit is sometimes underwater with the river flowing right across it.
Vivian Handy said she was a professional biologist who was extremely concerned about the project being approved.
Water quality, fisheries, seagrass, these will all be highly negatively affected, and that's something that has not even been discussed yet by the applicant. Particularly egregious are the conditions that pertain to the 50-foot wetland preservation area, which says that the conditions say it shall be retained in a natural, unaltered state, notwithstanding the allowing of a dock at watercraft moorings. This will further affect the water quality, degrade surrounding habitats.
And Handy directly challenged the county commissioners to reject the stereotype that many associate with them.
This community, this county, needs to put our money where our mouths are. We hear constant editorials complaining about being in the pockets of developers. Well, let's not be. Let's do the right thing and say enough is enough and deny this.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said if there was a Category 1 hurricane, the area would be completely destroyed, and therefore he could not support it.
So I don't think that this little strip of land, which is susceptible to flooding, is where we need to have 8 homes. And for those reasons, I'm going to move denial.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner discussed the issue of property insurance and describing why he would oppose it.
I'm looking at the economic development, and I cannot continue to support the development around our coastal communities and continue to subject our economy to a further crisis. So I can't be a contributing factor.
Commissioner Jim Norman said if the board did not want to approve the project, that they forward the land over to the county's Environmental Land Acquisition Department, known as ELAP. But the attorney for Little Manatee Reserve, Richard Davis, strongly disagreed.
In an extremely careful way, and now to reach out and pull those rights away from this applicant and create a no development scenario, we believe is unreasonable.